Springbrook Farm operates a concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO. There are hundreds of animals at the site. Between 2002 and 2004, the farm spread onto the land up to 19 million gallons of liquid manure each year. The state says in March of 2002, snowmelt carried a large amount of liquid waste into the foundation of a neighbor's home. In March 2005, even more manure went into a nearby creek. Under a newly announced settlement with the State Justice Department, Springbrook will pay $27,000 in penalties and costs for violating water pollution laws. The Langlade County case was one of several that prompted a crackdown on big farms that have wastewater discharge permits, especially during times of melting snow. DNR attorney Robin Neffler.
The department's new rules require 6 month storage for liquid manure. And that requirement, in combination with the prohibition on surface application of liquid manure during the high-risk snowmelt period, that's in February and March, that should help prevent manure runoff.
Neffler says some large farms have 3 years to comply with the requirements. Springbrook Farm now stores more manure on site. A Langlade County judge has approved the new settlement. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.